William Deary is the CEO and co-founder of Great Lakes Caring, and that company is hiring big time. We're going to learn more about Great Lakes Caring next with William Deary. William, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about Great Lakes Caring.
Yeah, well, our business is helping people get better in their homes, either after an illness or after a hospitalization. That's our home care division. And then the other part of what we do is help individuals who are at end of life prepare for moving to the next step, which isn't so much for the patient, but is incredibly important to the family. So basically two pieces of our business, helping individuals get better in their home, and then helping individuals and their families prepare for end of life.
Now, you're based in Jackson, correct?
Correct. We started in Jackson. The Great Lakes Caring Home Health and Hospice was my wife's passion and avocation, and I told her 18 years ago that I'd help her get her little company started. Her business plan said when the company was mature, it would have 25 employees, and she actually thought that was a few too many. Today we have pushing 1,200, so we've been very, very fortunate. We have just an incredibly great group of nurses, therapists, aides, spiritual care people, bereavement people that do a great job at the bedside every day in individuals' homes.
Did you have any idea you'd grow like this?
No idea, none. Basically, when Sherry Lynn decided she wanted to do this business, she wanted to build a company where first and foremost the most important thing every single day was providing great care to patients. And her goal was to be the best provider of home care in Jackson, Michigan. Today we're considered among the very best providers of home care throughout the Midwest. And at the end of the day, it's not so much how many employees you have or how many patients you're taking care of, but making sure that every single patient's getting extraordinary care. And so to that end, that part of the mission hasn't changed at all.
What's been a key to your success?
It is so simple for us. Extraordinary caregivers. In our world's a lot different from lots of other pieces of healthcare. This morning, a nurse is going to, open up her tablet and see, okay, here's the six people that I have to take care of today. And she's going to go spend 8 hours going from home to home, spending an hour plus with each of the patients, helping them deal with all of the issues that are challenging them from a health perspective, or on the hospice side, helping people prepare for end of life. And that's why individuals got into healthcare, is to help people. And when you can spend an hour with every single patient, and then you're supported with great technology and equipment, and education and training, and a great group of people in the office behind you doing a great job, It really is kind of an alignment of the stars for these folks.
You're going to add 325 workers, 225 in the state of Michigan. Why is that?
Well, starting January 1st, the first baby boomer hit Medicare age, and every day 8,000 additional people turn 65, and that's going to continue over the next 18 years. So if you take that and then you combine it with the fact that people are living longer, we have many more people in the Medicare age range, and then entering the Medicare age range, and then lots of people living a lot longer. And so the ability to provide care at a very, very high level and at an extraordinarily reduced expense is really important. A hospital stay, a 3-day hospital stay for pneumonia, is around $14,000. So if you imagine you're 80 years old and you have to go into the hospital and you have your co-pays and the like, we can take care of that same patient for 60 days for about $2,500. And so we'll make sure that for 2 months all of their health care needs are being met and hopefully exceeded, as opposed to $14,000 for a 3-day hospital stay. So on the payer side, whether it's Medicare or Blue Cross or the insurance company, or the patient's protecting the patient's pocketbook from very, very high copays, we really do have the ability to make a significant difference in individuals' lives.
Do the people you need to hire have the skills necessary? You're going to have to train them, or do you need more people to get more education?
you know, we're very fortunate in that regard. Many of our employees come to us after having 10 or 15 years of experience in the acute care setting or in other types of settings. And so individuals come to us with a very high level of healthcare skill in terms of their technical competence. Now, what's really interesting about that is, you know, over the last 18 years, without exaggerating, I have thousands of patient satisfaction surveys. And very rarely do I see one that talks about the technical competence of a nurse. It talks about loving and caring and kind and considerate and devoted and dedicated. And those are the things that no one can teach or train. Those are the things that are inside of an individual. And so people are coming to us with a great skill set, learning how to be a guest in an individual's home and provide care in the home environment is the art part of what we do. And then we also are very committed to technology. So when an individual walks into someone's home, they have all the equipment that they need and also a very sophisticated technology set. They'll have a tablet where they can document everything that happens while they're in the home. And interestingly enough, if a therapist was in the home the day before, they may see that the therapist had left them a note about something about Mrs. Smith. So we're very, very lucky that people discover home health care and discover hospice, and we can provide them a very high quality of work life dedicated to what they are most interested in doing in health care, which is taking care of individuals.
What does Obamacare mean to your company? Good, bad, is it going to present challenges? Is there enough funding there?
Yeah, pretty significant challenges for the home care and the hospice industry. In 2011, our industry was cut about 4%, and in 2012 we were going to be cut another 4.5%, and then with sequestration another, it made it 6.5%. So our industry globally has seen a better than 10% cut in reimbursement in just the last 2 years, and that's going to be very challenging for this industry. And so we have to figure out how to provide better care more efficiently, and at the same time maintain an extraordinarily high commitment to regulatory compliance. And so the current healthcare administration policy has not been very favorable to our industry.
William Deary is the CEO and co-founders of Great Lakes Caring. We've been talking with him about the healthcare business, especially about the 225 jobs that will be created here in Michigan, another 100 outside the state. William, you've been in the business for almost 20 years now. Are we, as the people that you service, are we in better shape, worse shape, better physical condition, worse physical condition? Are we taking care of ourselves?
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, in a word, yes. The elderly population is in significantly better healthcare and emotional and mental condition than it was. If you go back to the early 60s when the Medicare benefit was founded, you know, it was for people who were 65 years old. And if you look at and compare, you know, average length of life, if you look at and compare the comorbidities that individuals had in the early 60s to today, the data suggests that the 65-year-old of the mid-60s is now the 72 or the 73-year-old of today. So, yes, I think by 8 years, people are healthier and doing much better. And I think, you know, education is really important. People are coming to understand more and more that the better they take care of themselves, the better that will play out long term. I know even in my own life, my daughter Kylan, you know, lectures me on salt. So I think as we take better care of ourselves, that just progresses and becomes something that that benefits an individual for a long time, extending their life and the quality of their life.
All right, the hospice part of your business, what's the toughest part, preparing the patient or the family for death, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, you know, I think by far it's the family. Many of our patients know that that the inevitable is upon them. We can all hope and look for every opportunity to deal with the life-limiting illness. But at the end of the day, while hope is great, really hope is not a plan. And so our responsibility is to help the individuals plan for end of life and help prepare their families. And so I think the challenging part on hospice is we get so many hospice patients, you know, with just a couple of days left in their life, and we can't go out and do the job we need to do with the patient, and absolutely can't do the work we need to do with the family to prepare them in 3 or 4 days. And so our big challenge on hospice is getting people early enough in the life-limiting illness so that we can do a really good job understanding the individual who's terminally ill, what their final desires will be, and then...
All right. Well, William, I'm sorry. I've got to get to a break. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.